away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead, breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. The hopeless have found their hope. The orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. You lift our weary head, make us strong instead. You took those rags and made them beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love you. You are the one hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Yes, we do. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Our hearts adore. We love you, Jesus. Our hearts adore. Our affection, our devotion, Lord. Our affection, our devotion, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift your name on high, Lord. 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 We adore you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We glorify your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died and set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfectly. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. Yes, we do. You are the one our hearts adore. All hearts adore. All hearts adore. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we come to you this morning on this, oh, how we love Jesus morning, honoring you, glorifying you, praising you, blessing your holy name. Father, we thank you that although this is still in quarantine, Lord, still in stay in place, Lord, there's nothing that the Holy Spirit does not have to stay in place like that because of the freedom. Glory be to God. And that is flowing over this call, over this ministry, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their love for you, for their love for being obedient, for the love for others, Lord, that they set this call, that they started this call over 9 years ago, Lord, just so that we could come together in fellowship and worship and love on you, Lord, and put our concerns before you, Lord, and hear a word, God, that enriches, enhances, and empowers us. Thank you, Lord, for their yes. Lord, we thank you for the DH De Leon family because they are the main reason, why this call was even started, God. Father, thank you for the products that they are creating. God, and even during this season, Lord, let the business flourish and let others flourish. Let it grow, Lord. Continue to bless them. Now, God, we thank you so much for the speaker who's going to bring a word, God, that is already blessed. God, as the words flow over this virtual sanctuary, Lord, God, just flow through her. God, I know that it's a good word. I know that it's a word that we're going to be able to chew on and then swallow and then bring it up again, Lord, and not only that, but share it with others. God, continue to touch her life, Lord. Bless her businesses, oh God. Father, bless her son, bless her entire family, her aunts, oh God, her mom and dad. Be with them, continue to keep them, we pray. Now, Lord, we bind Satan off this call in Jesus' name. For he and his cohorts are not wanted, and we thank you, Lord, not even invites it. We thank you for every caller, every family member who has joined us, Lord, that the blessings of the Lord overtake them in this day. We give you praise and we call it done in Jesus' name. How we love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. Host, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. Take it away.
I bless you. Thank you, Minister Wheeler. Thank you so much for that powerful for greeting us this morning and that powerful tag. Oh, how we love Jesus this morning. Yes, we love him because he first loved us. This is a joyful morning. We're so glad to be amongst the living this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for just ushering us in this morning. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love Jesus. We thank you this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. I just want to share a little bit about this call this morning. Just October 2010. The two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. Hallelujah. And they started on the scripture. They stand on the scripture, says Psalms 88:13, but do you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning? Come, my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We're just so thankful that you can also review our website. It's 24/7. Anytime you get up, you want to look at it, you can. The website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. That's where all our messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. The theme for the year of 2020 was Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us. And evidence of greatness works must be seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Willis done, and also as a songbird has sang, and a host as yours truly, you can share the word with the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Wilson, and our president, Minister Brenda Terwell, will contact you. But we have a treat on Friday. You can see, you can also listen on Friday and put in your prayer request and your praise report. We will accept that on Friday. So we are just grateful this call, this give us the energy to move forward. So, okay, the phenomenal company, Artists International, which is now called Artists Life, by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artists Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I always put wealthy, and you also can also share with each and every one that you come in contact with. Now that we have the shield, COVID-19, so we all can share that. Must share that, please. The new morning motivation call here Monday through Friday. After this call, there's a great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617 pound. 294617 pound. If you are a carrier, it's T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a treat. You have a bypass number that you can call first. That one is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. So today is Testimony Thursday. It is a treat. We want everyone to plug in after that call. I'm sure you get so much information. That our great products that we have will also help you. And our host will be Director Claudette, Sister Claudette Brown will be doing that call this morning. Please share that and everyone plug into that call. Well, we want to say to you guys, make sure that you are looking at your viewing your website twice a day, sharing it, texting it, do whatever, just to make sure we are keeping our Artist Life in forefront right now. And also, please check out your WhatsApp app. The information is there for us to keep connected so that we can have, you know, do a great time. But you know what? Let me just stop right now and do my introduction of our speaker. You done heard her twice this week. She's no stranger to this call, but I just want to say I'm just so grateful to introduce the speaker this morning, Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown was born in New York City, currently reside in San Antonio, Texas. She received her BS in electronic engineering in 1996. She is called to ministry in 2000 as a lay minister. God had led her to seminary, where she received her Master's of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on this word, Jeremiah 29:11, the plan for her life. She has a son, Caleb. He is awesome. She's just proud of him, and we are his family too. So he has extended family, so we're just so grateful for him and doing what he's doing. And she also published a book. The first book was God Birthed the Ministry in You. She also is an artist entrepreneur. And she also is, without further ado, let me introduce the sound presenter to others, none other than our family, Ms. Kai, Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown, are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God in heaven. I tell you, Minister Tiffany, you have just opened up the floodgates this morning, and I thank you, Songbird, for just activating, and putting us into the place where we can receive what God has for us. And Minister Willa, thank you for seeding and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, to our evangelist, Minister Cynthia, for just hosting with such Jesus joy. I tell you, let me say thank you to our two amazing and dynamic women of God, our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Their yes, their yes, their yes is why we can be here today for such a time as this. We give all praise, all honor, all glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, how we love Jesus. We love him because he first loved us. So we are going to get into the word this morning and just see where God takes us on this journey. I tell you, Minister Tiffany, I thank you for your authentic worship of God. So we started this series a couple of days, the four R's of relationship with God. The four R's of relationship with God. We talked about the first R, which was regret, and how the enemy tries to use our regret to bring us to a place of condemnation. But the word of God is clear in Romans 8 and 1, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God, however, desires that our regret brings us to a place of conviction, which leads us to repentance. Repentance was our second R in the four R's of relationship with God. The enemy desires that our repentance be ritualistic and simply an act that we perform to try to avoid the consequences of our sin. However, the God we serve desires that our repentance be deliberate action that signals to him that we are ready to leave the former things behind and prioritize our relationship with him. So that leads us to our third R, which is redemption. This R truly shows God's love for his people. Before the beginning of time, God knew that mankind would sin. And so even in the beginning, he had a plan for our redemption. He had a plan to bring us back to right relationship with him. Romans 5 and 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, this R has nothing to do with our ability. It has nothing to do with what we can buy or earn or what we deserve. It is simply by the grace of God that we receive redemption through Jesus Christ. See, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't have to do it. But he understood that he desired for us to be returned to right relationship with him. He desired that our redemption be planned at the beginning of time. See, he didn't wait for us to mess up. He didn't have to act out of panic or misguided need to fix things. He understood humanity. And so in the beginning, he planned to redeem us. He loves us so much that he knew that he wanted to save us and to bring us back to right relationship. See, this third R, redemption, has nothing to do with who we are or what we can do or what we have, but it's simply the heart of God towards us that we receive this redemption through Christ Jesus. Think about it. Every single one of us is in need of redemption. The word says all have fallen short. For all have sinned and fallen short and missed the glory of God. Not some of us. Not the poor. Not minorities. Not the rich. But all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. We've all sinned. So God's plan of redemption is not based on who we are, but on how he feels towards us, how his heart is towards us. See, we've got to get that understanding. Redemption is not ours because of what we do, but it's ours because the grace of God But we serve a God who chose not to leave us in that sin and fallen state. Romans 3 and 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes in Christ Jesus. See, our God didn't leave us in a position where we were tore from the floor up. Our God didn't leave us in a place where we were walking around sin-stained. But yet the blood of Jesus has covered us and redeemed us. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But look at how God operates. Not only are we redeemed through grace, we get benefits from that redemption. We are getting benefits through no action of our own. Think about it. To get benefits on your job, you got to work 40 hours a week. You've got to put in your time. You've got to do something to earn those benefits. That's a part of your compensation package. Oh, but the benefits of redemption that we receive from our Lord and Savior are free simply because God loves us. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I'm thankful for the benefits. I am blessed by, I am grateful for receiving benefits that I didn't earn. So let's talk about some of these benefits of redemption. Let's look at how God continues to bless us simply because of his grace and mercy towards us. One of the benefits of redemption is eternal life. I came so that you may have life and have life more abundantly. We didn't earn that. There was nothing that we could do to earn eternal life in heaven with God. There was no price that we could pay. Oh, but the price that Jesus paid hanging on the cross. He covered us with the blood of Jesus so that we could be the redeemed of the Lord and say so. If we honor him before man, he will honor us before his Father. See, we have some benefits of a high priest sitting on the right hand of God. Partitioning for us when we don't deserve it. See, redemption is a free gift that we receive through grace. By the blood of Jesus. Another benefit of redemption is forgiveness of sin. Ephesians 1 and 7. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Again, a benefit. Nothing we can do to earn it, but because we are the redeemed of the Lord, we get to walk in the forgiveness of sin. See, our repentance, our deliberate action has set up the flow of the grace of God into our lives. Not because we deserve it or have earned it, but simply because God turned his heart towards us. Another benefit of redemption is righteousness. For if because one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because, again, he went to the cross. He accepted the responsibility of the cross so that we could be redeemed. We know that Christ Jesus took that responsibility on to help us return to right relationship with God. Another benefit of redemption, which is the third R in the four R's of relationship with God, is freedom from the law's curse. Galatians 3 and 13, Christ redeems us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Again, Jesus made a choice. He chose to go to the cross. See, because at any time, Jesus being fully God could have said, nope, not doing it. He even wrestled with it in the Garden of Gethsemane. But in the end, he said, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. Another benefit of our redemption is the adoption into the family of God. Galatians 4 and 5 state, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. So not only do we get redeemed, not only are we saved by the blood of the Lamb, but we become sons and daughters of God. The sixth benefit from the redemption includes deliverance from the bondage of sin. Titus 2 and 14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all the lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. So it frees us from bondage. 1 Peter 1 and 14 through 18. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who's called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father who judges, be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. Benefits we get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. See, to be redeemed is then to be forgiven, holy, justified, free, adopted, and reconciled to God. So we have to make sure that we understand and are truly looking at the four R's of relationship with God so that we can do our part. And so that when we see that we have turned left or turned right instead of on that straight and narrow path that God has called us to, that we come to ourselves like the prodigal son and return to our Father who is standing there waiting for us to turn back to him. Oh, the redemption of the Lord is free if we choose to receive it. He doesn't bludgeon us. He doesn't beat us. He doesn't just continue to kick us until we come to him. No, but he loves us enough to give us the choice to choose his way, to choose his redemption. And I thank him for that choice. So we have to make sure that we, as we are walking out these four R's of relationship with God, that we understand our role, our part in this process, and that we understand that redemption did not come because of who we are or what we did, but simply because God loved us. So we will go on the next time we are together and deal with the fourth R of redemption, of relationship with God. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We certainly appreciate that powerful, powerful message this morning, that profound word of redemption. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Kai, so much. We're going to come back and you're going to close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, our prayer request. Heavenly Father, thank you for this dawn of a new day. Thank you for your blessing upon our lives and our loved ones. We give you all the praise and honor this morning. Thank you for Prophet Kai, Lord, for that beautiful message, Lord, the 4 hours, redemption, because he loved us first. Hallelujah. I know we're going to go back and listen to that, because pray for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for keeping everyone connected on this master's call. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family and sharing artist life worldwide. We thank you for the workers that deliver, get out our products out to. We thank them, Lord. Touch them in a special way. Thank you for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Francis, Mother Scott this morning. Pray for those ladies this morning that they may be healthy and strong. We pray for everyone in the morning in the nursing home, the hospitals. Hallelujah. Pray for the frontline workers this morning, Lord. Pray that anyone has been touched by COVID-19 has to bow down, Lord Jesus. We pray that the healing. Pray for every bereaved family this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for my family this morning. My aunt is being cremated today, Lord. We lift up our family this morning. Hallelujah. Comfort us like we never be comforted. And everyone that's bereaving this morning, pray for them this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, we need you. We need you like we never need you before. Thank you so much, Lord, that you gave us another chance, that you loved us. You understand, we understand how love is. It's very powerful. And every time we call on your name, that you will save them if they understand, Lord Jesus. Father God, we love and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let me just say that you want to listen to this playback. She has a series, and I truly listened to it yesterday. So everyone wants to go back and share with everyone. You know I'm into sharing. I love to share. So the number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. This morning, please do not forget the new morning motivational call, which held right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And I said this morning, I want to thank you again for greeting us, Minister Willer, for that powerful tag this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. God love us. He truly does. Thank you again, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message. I mean, it's so powerful. Please, everyone, be sure to share that today on your Facebook and everything so that we can stay closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Yes, and thank you, Minister Cynthia, for just hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you for your plan of redemption that you set forth at the beginning of time. Lord, we know that you love us and that you've counted every hair on our head, and we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask that you keep us in your perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. Father, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor due you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Please continue to be those virtual, marvelous ministers in the marketplace.